Good morning, everyone. A bit about Kedama. Anyone that has been Zoicha, any one of us that has been Zoicha to be in Miron for Lag BaOmer, knows that Lag BaOmer in Miron is an amazing, uplifting moment if you know where to go and you know the right way to extract from it the treasure house of learning and inspiration that it has to offer. And outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's a bit difficult to feel anything in Lag BaOmer. We don't say Tachnun, I think that's about the best we get in Lag BaOmer. So I would like to somehow perhaps give us a little insight into Lag BaOmer and what our Avodah is in Lag BaOmer. And by way of a second Hakdama, I would like to say that everything I'm saying is, of course, not my own. It's what I was Mekabel Mir Avodai, mainly from Rav Huttner Zecheinu Levracha and from Rav Moshe Shapiro. Up until today, we had 32 days of Avelus. There were 32 days of Avelus because the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died. They died during these 32 days, and the Gemara brings the reason they died is Shelo Noagu Kovod Zebazeb. They didn't show enough respect for one another. What does this mean? How is it possible? We're talking about Tanoim. We're talking about Tanoim. They didn't show Kovod. They didn't have Kovod HaTorah. They were Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva who taught the Ahasol L'Reach of Kameicha. In that base medrash, they didn't show Kovod for one another. What does it mean? That's point one. And point two, what is the relationship between the two parts of the Omer? The first 32 days and the last 17 days. Is there a relationship? There seems to be a switch. And what is the switch and how do we relate to it? There's the Hakdama of the Baal HaMor. In the Hakdama of the Baal HaMor, he says a Yesod. That the Nefesh Chaya, our Nefesh Chaya, where it says, Vayipach Be'apov Nishmas Chayim, Vayi Odom L'Nefesh Nefesh Chaya. Nefesh Chaya, says the Baal HaMor, is referred to or is called Kovod. It's called Kovod. Where do we find that? Like in Dovid HaMelech says, Urok Kvoidi. Wake up my Kovod. It means my Nefesh. Urok Kvoidi. Or Lochen Tzomach Libi Vayogel Kvoidi. As if it would have said, Togel Nafshi. The Nefesh is called Kovod. Or we say, Leman Yizamercha Chavoid. What is it? Yizamercha Chavoid? It's talking about our Nefesh. And what is this Nefesh? This Nefesh is the Nefesh Chayo, which is the life force of all living things, that provides us with the minimal level of life, which the Torah refers to as Ki Hadam Hu HaNefesh. Dam Hu HaNefesh. The Dam of the human being, that is the seat, if you will, of the nefesh. In a sense, it's the lowest level of our spiritual internal self. That part of us that's just spiritual has different levels, different dimensions. The lowest dimension of all is called the nefesh. And that's mostly connected to the guf. And as Chazal referred to the nefesh as shitufa de gufa, it's a partner with the guf. It's that part of our spirituality that is closest to the goof. The Baal HaMor continues and he explains, why is this nefesh called kovod? That the reason the nefesh is called kovod is because it emanated from the kiseh hakovod, as opposed to everything else in our spirituality, which is vayipach b'apov nishmas chayim. The neshama came from, as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, as the Nefesh HaChayim brings, Man de nofach, mi delay nofach. He who blows, blows from within himself. So the rest of the higher levels come from, as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this comes from the Kiseh HaKovod, and that's why the Nefesh is called Kovod. That's what the Baal HaMor says. We have to understand what this means. Of the three elements of our neshama, which is Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, the lower elements, not the parts that are connected, always Lamala. So the Nefesh, that part of us which is Nefesh, relates to Maisa, to action. That part of us which is Ruach relates to Dibur, and that part of us which is Neshama relates to Machshava. I'll explain to you what I mean. When I say that the Nefesh relates to Maisa, even an animal has a Nefesh, that's called the Nefesh HaBahamis. He has a life force. And animals act. Animals do. They have a Maisa. They can do things. Why do they do things? Because there is a desire to do things. There's a will of sorts. The word Nefesh literally means will. Rama Avinu said, Im Yeshes Nafshechem. If you want, Im Yeshes Nafshechem, the will is Nefesh. Or in Gemara Lashon, we say, Efshi. I don't want. I don't want the Efshi Bozeh. The Nefesh is will. And that is present by a animal as well. The next level is the Ruach. That relates to deeper. That's uniquely human. Only human beings speak. And the Neshama relates to Machshava. That relates to, there are very few that have this level of Machshava. There are very few Balei Machshava around today. They have a truly original thought. But aside from that, the Nekuda has to be that Nefesh is Maisa and Ruach is Dibur. So the Bala Mor explains that this Nefesh of ours, that is Maisa, yes, that's called Kavod. How do we understand it? Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shamayim to receive the Torah, comes up, and the Malachi HaShareis asks, what does this human being do here? Mayeludi Shabbeinu. What's this? What's a man here? A human being? What does Rabbeinu Shalom answer to Gemara and Shabbos Peches? Gemara says that Rabbeinu Shalom says, the Kabbal Torah has come to receive Torah. So Malachim say, Rabbeinu Shalom, don't give Torah. Torah doesn't belong to humans. Torah belongs. So great. What's this human being business? Says the Rabbi Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu. Answer. You answer. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to Rabbi Shalom, I'm afraid. I'm afraid. So Yisrafuni behevel pihem. They will incinerate me. They'll burn me up. Behevel pihem. Yisrafuni behevel pihem. Says the Rabbi Shalom, okay. Hang on to my kiseh hakovayt. And give him an answer. And Moshe Rabbeinu answers. What's going on? What's this Yisrafuni behevel pihem? The world of Malachim is only the world of Ruach. It's the world of Diburim. Shabdvar Hashem Shomayim Nasu. They're Shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are Malachim, and that's Dibur. Those are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim are indeed the words, the communication of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Olam HaDibur. That's Moshe Rabbeinu, Pen Yisrafuli, Behevel Pihem. They're going to burn me up. They'll burn me up with their words because they're your words. I can't. Says the Rabbeinu Shalom, Echoiz B'Kisei Kvoidi. Hold on to my Kisei HaKavod and give him an answer. What does that mean? What that means is simply this. Malachim are not, they're able, they have Dibur, Ruach, they can speak. But there's no Maisa. They can't do anything. They have no hands. Says the Rabbeinu Shalom, Echo is the Kisei Kvoidi. Hold on to my Kisei HaKavod and give him an answer. And boy, does he give them an answer. Kulma Yisim de Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim Mishtad Badatem. Were you in Mitzrayim? Do you know what it is to work? Do you know what it is to have a father and to give respect? Do you know what it is? In the Olam HaMaisa? The Olam HaMaisa. You have no shaykhet, malochit. And that's how he answered them. Echo is the kisei kvoidi. In the kisei hakavod, what's the pshat? The kisei hakavod of the Kodesh Baruch Hu represents all the kavod that we provide him from this olam hamaisa. All the kavod that we produce and the actions that we do, that's the kisei hakavod. So if you hold on, Moshe Rabbeinu, to the kisei hakavod because you have olam hamaisa, you'll be able to vanquish the Malachim. Kavod Shamayim only comes from the Olam HaMaisa. Kavod Shamayim, Malachim don't give Kavod Shamayim. We produce Kavod Shamayim through our actions. Why? Because we're Balei Bechira. Because we can choose not to. The Kisei HaKavod belongs to us. We can grab onto the Kisei HaKavod because we're the ones that create the Kisei HaKavod through our Ma'asim, which provide Kavod Shamayim. So much so that we can choose not to give Kavod. So much so that we can bring Bezayin to the Rabbanu Shalom, as it were. We can even claim that the Kisei HaKavod is mine. How do I do that? Who says that? Paroi! I am the essence. My existence has to be. So only man can bring about Kavod Shamayim through our Olam HaMaisa, through our actions. Now, what part of man? Even the lowest of the low, the Nefesh, which is Nageya to the Maisa, that's where the Kavod Shamayim comes. In other words, when we, through our Nefesh, are able to bring about Kavod Shamayim, that's the ultimate Kavod that there is. More so than the greater of the great. Because when we acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Olam HaMaaseh, there's nothing greater than that. And that's what we say in Aleinu, V'alkein Nekada Lecha, V'chol B'nei Basar Yiku V'shmecha, even the least. V'chol B'nei Basar Yiku. Kol Yakiru V'yedu, Kol Yoshvei Seveil, V'kablu Chula Nesoyu Machusecha. That's what we want. That's the Kavod Shamayim that we're talking about. This is why the Nefesh is called Kavod. Because only the Nefesh brings about this ultimate Kavod, this Kisei HaKavod. And we say, if you remember, in Rosh Hashanah davening, Yishmu Rechoikim V'yavou V'yitnu Lecha Kesev Rebukha. The Rechoikim, those are who are so far away, they're the ones that will come, and they will give the crown to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yishmu Rechoikim V'yavou. The Rechoikim, those that are furthest away, they're the ones that can bring about in their acknowledgement about HaKadosh Baruch Hu the greatest Kavod Shamayim. Point one. There's another name to this Nefesh of ours. This Nefesh of ours is called Toiv. It's also called Toiv. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Gam below das Nefesh lo tov. Gam Bloy das nefesh lo tov. So the gra and that pasuk in Mishlei, you know, there's a concept of atbash. Atbash is a relationship of the oisius, whereby the aleph relates to the top, the base to the shin, the gimel to the resh, and so on. Atbash, garbash, hatbash. They meet in the middle. The point of their meeting is kol. Everything. They meet there in kol. Kof and lamed. Says the Gra, in Atbash, Nefesh is Toiv. In Atbash, you take the Atbash, so the Shin is a Beis, the Pei is a Vav, and the Nun is a Tes. Nefesh is Toiv in Atbash. Okay, very good, very interesting, what does it mean? What's the definition of good? What's the definition of good? What is good? Salah, is it good to play tennis 14 hours a day? What do you say? Good? It depends. It depends. Depends. Sometimes to play tennis 18 hours or 14 hours a day is good. You know why? If you want to win Wimbledon, good idea to play tennis 18 hours a day, 14 hours a day. You want to come to Talmud Chacham? Not good to play tennis 14 hours a day. That won't help you become Talmud Chacham. That's not good. Good is a totally relative thing. Relative to what? To your goal. Where you going? If your goal is where are you going? If this will lead me to my goal, that's Toiv. If it's going to take me away from my goal, that's Ra. Now we understand what Ra is. And the word Ra, Taka, means broken. It doesn't continue. Tiro aim the shade that buys them. Break them, says David HaMelech, with a staff of steel, of an iron staff. Sulam Ra'ua. What's a Sulam Ra'ua? A broken ladder. What does it mean? If I have an intention to get someplace by climbing up this ladder, if it's a sulam ra'ua, I'm going to end up in a totally different place. And I'm going to end up where I was going. Ra doesn't help me reach where I need to go. Toiv is that what takes me to my goal. That's why, by the way, Chazal, they were Mechadish, a new name for the Moabim. Chazal and Mechadish are new. The Torah calls it Noyeg, Chagidim. But they came up with a new name, Chazal, Yom Tov. Where do you get Yom Tov? Chazal called it, they leave the language of the pasuk of Mo'adim, they call it Yom Tov. We talked about Shalom Aleichem as I walked in. And Yom Tov, we say good Yom Tov. Why do we say good Yom Tov? What is Yom Tov? That's the chat. The Mo'adim, by the way, from the word Ya'ad, Yi'ud, which means destiny. I have a place where I'm going. The Yom Tov is supposed to bring me to where I'm supposed to be. The Yom Tov is a means by which I am able to accomplish my process and what I'm here for. Ultimately, the Kavod Shamayim. But that's what the Yom Tov is for. That's why they're called the Golim. Because I'm moving. I'm walking towards my goal. Good Yom Tov, a Yom Tov leads me to my goal. That's why it's Tov. It's a Yom Tov. Because it brings me to my goal. Now we have come to the term Das. Das. What is Das? So we know from the pasuk, "Va'adam yoda es chava ishto," that Das means chibur, connection. When I know something, I'm connected to it. When I know something, truly, I identify with it. It's me, it's connected to me. It's something which is a part of me. That's what the Das does. Das gives me a connection, a chibur, to that which I need to be connected to. It's the Koyach HaDas which allows me to connect to my destiny, to where I need to be going. The Maharal says that the term Edo, a community, for Edo, is because there are a bunch of people, a group of people who are connected to one another with the same goal. That's an Edo. That's Adas Yisrael. And when you're not part of the Eidah, when you're not part of the goal, it says, V'nichruso ha-nefesh ha-imei Adas Yisrael. It'll be cut off, because you're not part of this destiny. And then the Maral adds that the word Adas is Oisiyos Das. It means Das, chibur, connection. Now we can understand the Pasuk initially. Gam believe das nefesh loy toy. The nefesh alone as it is mechuber to the goof. It wants what the goof wants. It desires the desires of the goof. It's not going to get anywhere. But the das, when you have das, and you mechaber the nefesh to the das, then it takes you to where you need to be. Then it's toy. Gam nefesh believe das loy toy. The Maral explains also why Odom is called Odom. Aleph Dam. The Dam part is the physical life force. That's the Nefesh. That's provided by mother and father. That's the Dam. By the way, the Gematria of Dam is 44. The Gematria of Av is 3. The Gematria of Ein is 41. It's together 44. The Dam is provided by Av the Ein. The Aleph, the Das, Aleph Dino. Aleph Chochmo, Aleph Dino, the Aleph to teach, that's the Das. When someone is a Bar Das, we say he's Bar Mitzvah. When you become a Bar Mitzvah, when you have Das, when you're a Bar Das, you're a Bar Mitzvah. Someone who has Das, you can expect he's going to fulfill his responsibility. Somebody who has no Das, you have no expectations whatsoever. At best, you have to watch him, you have to guard him, you have to supervise him. But on Das, Nefesh Loitai. With Das, that brings us to where we need to be. Now, with all this, let's take a look at Sfiras HaOmer. What did we start with? The 49 days of Sfira. There are two parts. The first 32 days and the last 17 days. The Gematria of Kavod is 32, and the Gematria of Tov is 17. 32 and 17. The Avoid of the first 32 days of the Sfira is to bring about an acknowledgement and an understanding of the Kavod HaTorah. And with that, once we acquire that, then we can move into Toiv. These are these days now that we're moving into, starting today, we're starting into the Toiv. During the first 32 days, the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva died because they didn't show Kavod Zebazah. So the Gemara gives us a little bit of an understanding who is this Rabbi Akiva about. Rabbi Akiva, we know until the age of 40, didn't even begin to want to learn. Had no shyness to Torah whatsoever. Then he sits himself down by a brook and he sits and he sees how the water is drip-dropping on a stone, and then it bored a hole all the way through. Says Rabbi Akiva, if it can bore a hole through a rock, if water, which is so soft, can bore a hole through a rock, imagine what Torah can do to my heart. And let's understand what's going on here. What was Rabbi Akiva saying? Oh, by the way, I heard from my Rabbi that that first drippy drop that fell on the rock, did it make an impression? It had to have. Because if it didn't, then the second drop would be a first. And first drops don't make impressions, so there'd never be a hole. So even that first little itty bitty teeny drop made an impression. That's what Rabbi Akiva understood. And he understood even more than that. He said that you could take the weakest koch, the weakest force, but if it's concentrated and it is exerted consistently, non-stop, it can become very strong. So consistency, non-stop, concentrated force, even the weakest of all, can end up being very, very strong. Rabbi Akiva was 40 years old. That's when he attained Das. So his nefesh became Talib. Rabbi Akiva, until then he said, if I saw Talmud Chacham, I want to bite him like a hamor. That's nefesh alone, without the Das. When he saw the water, he got the Das. And his nefesh became Talib. And then he sat down for 40 years. And how did he start? He went to Cheder with his kinderlach. He's 40 years old, he had children. He was walking with his children. And he walked to Cheder learning Aleph Beis. He learned for 40 years and he taught for 40 years. This was Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva reached the ultimate epitome. The highest of the high. Ad kedei kach, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be Mekabel Torah, what did he say to Rabbeinu Shalom? Rabbeinu Shalom, you've got someone like Rabbi Akiva? What do you want Torah? What do you want me to give? You're giving Torah through me? Moshe Rabbeinu said. So what did the Rabbeinu Shalom answer? Stoik. Kach ola lefonai. This is Hanik Kashadur. This is none of your business. Torah has to be given through Moshe Rabbeinu. You be quiet. I'm not answering. This is the way it has to be. But after they kach, the Moshe Rabbeinu says, you've got Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva came from his nefesh, which was nefesh lotov. And where did he reach? He accomplished the most kovet shamayim that a human being could possibly attain. In Shir HaShirim, the second pasuk of Shir HaShirim, it says, Yishokeni min shikai spiru ki toizim doidecho miyai. Says Rashi, Chal Yisrael is mishtoikeik. They're yearning again for Kabbalah HaTorah, yearning again for the Gilui of Maimed HaSinan. Says the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and Rashi brings it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Moshiach once again. He will come once again and he will be Megalus. So Tameho Umistar Tsefunoiseo. The ultimate secrets of the Torah will be revealed once again. There'll be this revelation like there was at Sinai. Where was it supposed to take place? It hasn't happened. Where was it supposed to happen? In the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Akiva. In that Beis Medrash of Rabbi Akiva, who attained what he attained, they were about to be Megalus. So the secrets of Torah. Had that not base medrash not been damaged, we would have had, and that would have been the gula, that would have been the ultimate gilui of Torah. That's what we have avelus. Stop and think, what's this avelus about? 32 days we have, because Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died. There were terrible tragedies in Kaisra. We don't have avelus for it. More people died. There's no Avelis. We don't have Avelis because individuals, no matter how many, died. The reason we have Avelis is because it's connected to Churban. Even when we have our terrible tragedies, where do we bring them in to have our cry? It's in Tisha B'Av. Because it's part of the Churban. It has to be connected to Churban. The 32 days of Avelis from the Svira. And not because 24,000 Talmidim died, but because that Gilui in Torah didn't happen. That didn't happen, the ultimate, that was a Churban, we didn't reach our destiny. We could have through the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva and we didn't reach it. Today, is Lag BaOmer. There was one day when indeed there was such a gilui. One day when that gilui came, the Petira of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Chazal say that he was Megala, when he was Megala, the Soidus HaTayra to the Zoya and others, he was about to say Tayra in Olam Haba. And it was Megala the Tayra that he was going to say in Olam Haba right here in this world. So there was one day where there was a gilui of the Soita Mel Sunaisel Tayra. And that was today in Lag BaOmer. This is why today once again becomes a Yom Tov. This is why Lag BaOmer is a Yom Tov, because we can go with it. If we immerse ourselves in it, we can reach our goal, our Yom Tov, our destiny. So there's one last thing that needs to be explained. Taka, what does it mean, Shalanoah Kovet Zebazeh? These Tanoim didn't show Kovet to one another. It can't mean there was a lack of Kovet, I tell you. They didn't understand something to its fullest capacity. And what they didn't understand was that their being together as a group, as a tzibur, as Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, that's what gave each and every one of them the ability to acquire the Torah that they acquired. They didn't appreciate, they were acquiring Torah enormously, with great depth. But what they didn't appreciate is that I'm getting my Torah because you're sitting here in the Beis Medrash. If you weren't part of this Beis Medrash, I wouldn't have the Torah that I have. And if I weren't in the Beis Medrash, you wouldn't have the Torah that you have. And that's the way Klal Yisrael accepted Torah at Sinai. Ki ish echad, ukelev echad, one person, one entity, that each one is the Talmud of all of them. And they're all the Rebbe of each. That's what they didn't realize. It wasn't they didn't say good morning. It wasn't that they were, akot kasha. They didn't talk like that. But what it was is that they didn't appreciate, they thought that the learning that they accomplished was because of them, as opposed to the tzibur. If one person would have been missing it, Maimon Har Sinai from the Shishim Rebbe, one, there wouldn't have been Kabbalah Sateira, there wouldn't have been Matan Torah. That's what they didn't appreciate. And it's because of that, that the Churban took place. This terrible Churban that they weren't Megala what they could have been Megala. So what are we left with? The title was Outside of Miron. When you come into Miron and you're in the aura of Reb Shimon bar Yochai, you get a sense of the Ketusha, the fire. The fire. By the way, what's the fire business? Well, that's such a big deal. Everybody has to be careful with the fire. What's the fire? My Rebbe explains that the word is the fire. Anything that enters fire becomes fire. Anything that over which fire has a shlita, anything that fire controls, anything that can burn, once it burns, it becomes fire. You become part of the fire itself. That's what Torah is. When you immerse yourself in the depth of Torah, you know what happens? You become a shtick Torah. Your whole world is different. Your whole view is different. Your whole perspective is different. Everything changes. When you immerse yourself in Torah, you become Torah. We have to know that the way to be Mekabel Torah, which today in a sense is a mini Kabbalah Satayra, the way we have to be Mekabel Torah is like Rabbi Akiva. Now, it's very strange. The Ramban brings that these days between Pesach and Shavuot should be like Chol HaMoed. It should be days of Simcha. We should go towards Kabbalah Satayra with joy. How do we go to Kabbalah Satayra? Because of what happened to Beis Medrash Rabbi Akiva, we go with Avelis. Today's the one day where we can extract ourselves from that Avelis and appreciate where we're going towards this Kabbalah Satayra. And the way we can achieve that Kabbalah Satayra, our own Kabbalah Satayra, is to do it like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Nafshoi Choshka Batayra. Hear the words. Nafshoi. We don't say Nishmosoi Ruchoi. We say Nafshoi Choshka Batayra. We have to bring ourselves where it's our nefesh through the dark that we have been able to be zoicha to attain, whatever level. The dark is supposed to transform our nefesh so that it can become toiv. Nafshoi Choshka Batayra. And he attained the highest possible level. The only reason he wasn't the one that gave Torah to Klal Yisrael was because Hanikasha the Rachmana, that's Hashem's secret. But his derech was a derech of non-stop consistency. That's the way we're going to be able to be Mekabel Torah. And if I may add in the 10 seconds that I have left, that the Torah way is a key, a Pesach that opens the door to non-stop consistency. This is the way you do it. Every day, no matter what. Something. I'm committed. I'm a Ben Torah. I'm a Bar Torah. A Bar Mitzvah. Ben Torah means that I identify with Torah. I have Das. And my Das is to transform my Nefesh to Torah. So when Shlomo HaMelech says, Dam beloy Das Nefesh loy Torah, with Das, the Nefesh relates to not only the Kavod, but also to the Torah. And with that, we have the Simcha of the ultimate goal of our destiny, to be of those who are Mekabel Torah and to become Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva.